Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to go over there, get melancholy, do some shaking, and celebrate the birthdays of Peter Van Steeden and Edward Eliscue. Last week I played When I Send You a Picture of Berlin, You'll Know It's Over There, I'm Coming Home. So here's a set of songs about over there, but not necessarily about that over there.
Thank you. praises through the air. Germany and Ireland too will get their Yankee Doodle-Doo, for they landed over here from over there.
Well, there's one of the many versions of the Great American War Song Over There, recorded during World War I. Nora Bays, Caruso, Billy Murray, and the American Quartet all recorded it, but that was the Savoy Quartet, fronted by American banjoist Joe Wilbur, not to be confused with British bandleader Jay Wilbur, who also provided the vocal. The group played at the Savoy Hotel in London from 1915 to 1920 and also included drummer Alec Williams, pianist Claude Ivey, and Emil Grimshaw, also on banjo. George M. Cohan said he wrote over there while riding on a train from New Rochelle to New York City shortly after the U.S. got involved in the war in April of 1917. Before the Savoy Quartet, it was Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks with They Landed Over Here from Over There, recorded April 19, 1928. They Landed Over Here from Over There was written by Tom Kennedy and J. O'Donovan, and the vocal there you, of course, recognized as by Tom Stax. Donovan wrote at least one other World War I song, a little more serious than that jaunty little ditty we just heard, Daddy, Please Don't Let Them Shoot You. We started off the show with an Over There song having nothing whatsoever to do with that over there. Jay Whidden and his new Midnight Follies band and that girl over there. That English Columbia 78 was recorded June 25, 1926, and That Girl Over There was written by Carl Lang, who also brought us Caring for You, Once in a Blue Moon, and Reading Between the Lines. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, in connection with Ben Ryan's birthday, I played Melancholy, written by Ryan and Lou Hanbin, and performed by Joe Rhines and his Triadors. I mentioned that there were a couple of other tunes titled Melancholy floating around in the 20s, and here they are as part of a Melancholy set. Thank you. Lester and Sam's band-leading brother Howard Lannan, with his Ben Franklin Hotel Orchestra and Melancholy Lou, from September 29, 1925. Melancholy Lou was composed by Ray Hibbler, who also composed Oklahoma Indian Jazz, and wrote the lyrics to Tell Me You'll Forgive Me, Only a Broken Set of Pearls, and I Crave You. Before Melancholy Lou, it was just Melancholy, this one written by Marty Bloom and Walter Melrose. It's also the only melancholy tune in that set that even sounds melancholy. That was Johnny Dodd's Black Bottom Stompers, including Louis Armstrong on trumpet, in Chicago on April 22, 1927. We had Melancholy Lou, but preceding Melancholy, it was Melancholy Charlie. That was the Six Hottentots, including Red Nichols, Miff Mole, and Jimmy Dorsey, around May 16, 1927. Melancholy Charlie was written by Frank Crum, who also had a hand in writing Sugar, along with Yelena Nager. We began with another Melancholy, this one written by Cliff Friend and Jimmy Carr, and performed there by Ernest L. Stevens' trio for Edison around October of 1923. It was also recorded by the Virginians. And there was yet at least one more tune titled Melancholy floating around in the 20s, written by Henry Creamer and James B. Johnson, but I couldn't seem to find a recording of that. You may have heard on the news last week about the earthquakes we had here in Southern California. The main quake was a moderate 5.1 on the scale, but what made the news were the hundreds of aftershocks over the following few days. Fortunately, those seem to have dwindled, but we're going to do some shaking of our own, beginning with the Kentucky Jazz Babies.
Thank you.
I don't often play contemporary recordings, and I had Abe Lyman's recording of Shake That Thing all queued up, but that Brunswick recording is just so awful and hard to listen to that I pulled it and played Vince Giordano in the Nighthawks recording, which, if not using the exact same arrangement, is darn close. One of these days I'm going to make it to New York to hear them play live at the Iguana on Monday and Tuesday. It's on my bucket list. That recording of Shake That Thing is on the CD The Aviator, Music from the Motion Picture, and is available at vincegiordano.com. And while you're at it, so is the Nighthawks disc Quality Shout, which is a fantastic CD. That's vincegiordano.com. Before Shake That Thing, it was Ted Lewis and his band and Earthquake from November 10, 1934. And we began that Trembler set with the Kentucky Jazz Babies and Old Folks Shake, recorded in Chicago on October 28, 1929. The Kentucky Jazz Babies were violinist Clifford Hayes, who wrote Old Folks Shake, Jimmy Strange on trumpet, pianist Johnny Gatewood, Hens Grundy on trombone, and guitarist Cal Smith. The same group also recorded about 20 sides as the Louisville Stompers. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, April 3rd, marked the birth in 1904 in Amsterdam, Holland, of violinist, pianist, bandleader, and composer Peter van Steeden. The family came to the U.S. in 1907, and Peter graduated from New York University's College of Engineering in 1925, where he was a member of the Delta Chi fraternity. He also received extensive private musical training and was the orchestra leader for a great number of radio programs in the 1930s and 40s. On April 17, 1935, he took over as orchestra leader from Lenny Hayton for Fred Allen's show Town Hall Tonight until 1940. It was Van Steeden's orchestra who played the theme for Mr. District Attorney after that show moved to NBC and was sponsored on Wednesday nights by Bristol Myers. Other shows Van Steeden worked on included Duffy's Tavern, Your Hit Parade, Break the Bank, McGarry and His Mouse, and Stoopnagel and Bud. He co-composed the 1931 hit Home, and other of his songs include Hand in Hand, My Dad, Cultivate Your Garden, and The Ballad of Lil, along with numerous radio theme songs and commercial jingles. He died in New Canaan, Connecticut on January 3, 1990. Between 1926 and 1932, he recorded several dozen sides for Pathé Actuel, Jeanette and Victor, among them the following.
Take me home. someone else, you're dancing on my heart. When you romance with someone else, why you make the teardrop start? Must other arms enfold you when I have arms to hold you? Each time that you dance with someone else, you're dancing on my heart.
Thank you.
there you have the Peter Van Steeden Orchestra with three different vocalists. We started with Dick Robertson and Home, also known as When Shadows Fall, from November 25, 1931. Home was written by Harry Clarkson. Next, it was Chick Bullock and You're Dancing on My Heart from March 18, 1932. You're Dancing on My Heart was written by Al Bryan and George Meyer. And we finished up with Smith Ballou vocalizing on I Can Sympathize With You. That's from November 2, 1931. All of those records are Victor's, and Peter Van Steeden made his first records in 1926 for Pathé, but unfortunately they're generally in pretty bad shape. Last week, April 2nd, marked the birth in 1902 in New York City of lyricist, playwright, producer, and actor Edward Eliscu. After graduating from the City College of New York, he began performing in Broadway plays, including The Racket and Quarantine. In 1929, he produced the score for Great Day with composer Vincent Humans and co-lyricist Billy Rose. Other of his Broadway scores include The Street Singer, Lady Fingers, Meet the People, and The Banker's Daughter. He also contributed to the revues The Garrick Gaieties, The Little Show, and The 915 Review. Beginning in 1930, he contributed songs to more than 40 film scores, most notably Carioca from the 1934 Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers picture, Flying Down to Rio, for which he won an Academy Award nomination for Best Song. As a playwright and screenwriter, his screenplays created the films The Gay Divorcee, Three Husbands, and Out of the Blue. He died in Newtown, Connecticut on June 18, 1998. With collaborators including Jay Gorney, Gus Kahn, John Green, and Vernon Duke, Edward Eliscu wrote hits such as Happy Because I'm in Love, Music Makes Me, Great Day, A Fellow and a Girl, They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree, and these.
Thank you. whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed, wouldn't I be glad to take you, give you the break you need? More than you know, more than you know, man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever know.
out your gloves when you kissed me and said goodnight. So I brought them, you see, but don't thank me, it's quite all right. You forgot your gloves, and I hope you appreciate. I'm not honest at all, it's just a stall for one more date. What a souvenir to steal from you and conceal from you. But then, there's a chance if you receive them, dear, then you leave them, dear, again. Now forget your heart, if you're really the kind who loves, then you part with it too, the way that you forgot your gloves.
We began our tribute to Edward Eliscu with Nat Shilkert and the Victor Orchestra with Something to Live For. Joseph Meyer composed the tune and Dick Robertson sang the Edward Eliscu lyric, recorded on February 28, 1928. Something to Live For was written for the Broadway show Ladyfingers, but was apparently dropped prior to the show's opening at the Vanderbilt Theater on January 31, 1929. Next, it was Mildred Bailey with her 1936 rendition of More Than You Know, written by Vincent Newmans, Billy Rose, and Edward Eliscu. She also recorded it in 1945. And we finished up with Paul Specht and his orchestra and You Forgot Your Gloves. I hate when that happens. The vocalist on that May 28, 1931 recording was Johnny Morris, drummer in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.